بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن سعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله عنه أنه دخل مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على امرأة بين يديها نوى أو حسن تسبح به. Still in this chapter, the last two hadith in this chapter of the importance of the zikr of Allah, the virtues and the necessity of making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that he went with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to a certain lady. This was either Hazrat Safiya radiyallahu ta'ala anha or Hazrat Juwayriya, the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or it was an occasion before the rule of parda and hijab had come down. وَبَيْنَ يَدَيْهَا نَوَنْ أَوْ حَسَنْ. And she had pits in front of her, khajur pits or other seeds she had in front of her, تُسَبِّحُ بِهِ. And she was reading tasbih with that. Like we have a tasbih, like we have today even with khajur pits, tasbihs are made. Or with other pits, etc., with other beads, tasbihs are made. Like that she had a tasbih. And from here, the tasbih is proven. Some people say to use a tasbih is bid'at. This is also totally wrong. Here we can see that the tasbih was used by many sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, as has come in the hadith. So she was counting on these pits, on these beads, and making her zikr. فقال نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said أخبرك بما هو أيسر عليك من هذا أو أفضل. Should I not inform you of something which is more easier than this or more superior? That is, she had a lot of pits, like we have for tasbihs with 1,000 danas also, and people read on them. So she had plenty pits on what she was reading. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, must I not show you something which is more easier than reading so much, or more superior, in which you'll get so much more reward? And we know that till today also, ladies got a habit of reading their tasbih, their pansuras, making their zikr, etc. Men generally are more lazier than women. Women are more engaged in this, and this has been always the case. Anyway, so making so much of zikr, reading tasbih, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something more superior. Subhanallah adada ma khalaqa fis sama. Allah's purity is to the number of the creations of Allah Ta'ala in the heavens. So in just that few words, how much haven't you read Subhanallah? So much, like all the creation which is in the heavens, in the skies. وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ عَدَدَ مَا خَلَقَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And subhanallah to the number of all the creation of Allah Ta'ala in the earth. How much of Allah's creation, how many trees, leaves, animals, ants, how much, so much, subhanallah, just in that one word. And one is a person read subhanallah a million times. That also cannot equal to this words here. وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ عَدَدَ مَا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ. And subhanallah for Allah, Allah's purity to the number of things which are between the skies and the earth. How many things there are, all the birds, etc., different types. وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ عَدَدَ مَا هُوَ خَالِقٌ. And subhanallah for Allah to the number of all His creation, whatever He has created. So how many subhanallah Allah, a person has said in that one sentence? Wallahu akbar mithla dhalik. And Allah's greatness also similar to that. Walhamdulillahi mithla dhalik. And Allah's praises also similar to that. Wala ilaha illallah mithla dhalik. And the declaration of the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, La ilaha illallah, also to all those numbers. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah mithla dhalik. And also the great kalima of La hawla wala quwwata only illa billah, that there is no turning of evil from evil, no doing of good, but by the help of Allah, also to the number of all these creations of Allah. So in this few words, few sentences, a person has made so much zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And this is why it is necessary to connect ourselves with a sheikh and to learn this. And in a little while, a person can do so much. Otherwise, on his own, a person will make lot of effort. And this can easily be understood like a laborer works the whole day in the rain, in the sun, in the cold, and he gets a small wage. And a person who has worked himself up on the ladder, he's sitting in an air-conditioned office. He just moves a few papers from this side to that side, signs a few papers, and he gets such a big salary. So those who have learned how to make Allah zikr like this, they make little effort and they get so great reward. And those who didn't, they make a lot of effort, but their salary is still quite small. وعن أبي موسى رضي الله عنه قال حضرت أبو موسى رضي الله تعالى عنه says قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حضرت نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said to me ألا أدلك على كنز من كنوز الجنة. Should I not inform you of one of the treasures of Jannah? A treasure is referred to that thing which a person has got, but he doesn't know he's got it, or he doesn't know the value of it. Otherwise, what a person has got, he knows I've got so much, that is not a treasure. But like something, there is gold buried in one's garden, and he doesn't know about it. When he finds it, that is called a treasure. Or a person has got something valuable, but he doesn't know the value of it. The day he comes to know, he says, I had such great treasure with me. So a treasure like that which we have got, but we don't know the value. فَقُلْتُ بَلَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. I said, oh please, Allah's Rasul, inform me, what is that treasure? قَالَ لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. That the kalima la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We all have got this kalima. We learned it since we were small children, but we don't know the value of it. The value of it is so great. It comes in a hadith when a person reads this kalima, Allah Ta'ala declares on the arsh, Aslama abdi wastaslama, that my banda, my slave, has surrendered himself to me, and he has totally surrendered himself to me. And when the meaning of aslama, that he has become obedient to Allah, and he has given up disobedience. So by reading this, Allah says, my banda has become obedient, and he has given up disobedience. Then Allah makes him according to that also. Wastaslama, that my banda has handed all his matters over to me. And when Allah takes care and things are put in the trust of Allah, who can look after anything better than what Allah Ta'ala can? Such a great valuable kalima we have got, but unfortunately we don't realize the value, and that is why it is called a treasure. And by reciting it and understanding the value, getting the knowledge of it, then we will know more greater the value of it, and this is the treasure which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. So the zikr of Allah is extremely important, and we should try and do it regularly. But unfortunately, many of us are allergic to zikr. Like some people are allergic to fish, somebody are allergic to nuts, somebody is allergic to penicillin, and this usually, that allergy is such that when a person takes it, then he feels the reaction. But the zikr allergy, somebody else makes zikr, and our stomach pains, our head pains. Why are they making zikr? This is such a terrible allergy. And we can see how many hadith have been mentioned on the importance of zikr, but it doesn't set in our minds. We hear it over and over, forget becoming a zakir and making the zikr. We don't even pay any importance, and we make a joke out of zikr. We belittle it, and this is a serious, very serious sin and crime that we commit. So zikr is very important, and it should be done by every person regularly, and various forms of zikr have been shown in these ahadith. Wa akhiru da'wana.